In its November crop report, USDA estimated a 2015-2016 U.S. cotton crop of 13.28 million bales. Upland production was estimated at 12.83 million bales. An extra long staple, or ELS, production was at 451,000 bales. Dr. Jody Campici, the National Cotton Council's Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis, joins us to break down the report.
Overall, the November production report shows minimal changes as compared to last month. In the current report, the 2015 U.S. cotton balance sheet shows marginally lower production relative to last month, with no change in ending stocks. The U.S. crop is estimated at 13.28 million bales. Upland production was reduced 57,000 bales from last month to 12.8 million, which is 19% lower than in 2014.
Decreases in the Southeast and the Delta were mostly offset by an increase in the Southwest, according to Campici.
Harvested acreage in South Carolina did drop by 17,000 acres as compared to the October report. U.S. harvested area was an estimated 8.15 million acres, which leads to an abandonment rate of about 4.75%. The national yield per harvested acre is estimated to be 782 pounds. This is 47 pounds lower than the five-year average.
Domestic mill use and exports are both unchanged from the October report.
The November world supply and demand estimates for 2015 include lower production, consumption, and ending stocks. Production is reduced for most of the larger cotton-producing countries, including the United States, India, Pakistan, and China. World consumption is projected to grow by 1.1% in 2015, and this is actually lower than forecast earlier in the year.